USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine during peace talks. Russian officials saying peace talks with Ukraine aren't moving at the speed which they would like them to. They're also accusing the West of trying to derail negotiations by raising war crime allegations against Russia, which they deny. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that Americans can begin assessing their own risk of COVID-19. But former CDC Director Robert Redfield, speaking on Fox News, says the country should be taking precautions for a surge that's likely to come this fall.
Remember, natural immunity only lasts for probably 3 to 4 months from natural infection. And secondly, people are going to be further away from their third injection or fourth injection. So I do think we need to be prepared for a potential significant surge in the fall.
USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Republicans are vowing to make President Biden a moderate if they retake Congress. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also says the White House won't get in the way of his party getting things done. The Kentucky Republican also saying the border issue will be big in the 2022 midterms.
One of the things the previous administration did well is it got control of the border. The president promised to come in and change everything. He did. We have open borders now, almost. So it'll be a huge issue in the fall election.
A new report is highlighting one reason the Pacific Ocean is so dirty. About 70 million gallons of sewage has spilled in Los Angeles County since 2007. More than half of it ended up in storms or a river. The worst was last year, with 25 million gallons of raw sewage being spilled into the ocean or waterways that emptied into it. Sewers in the area are typically inspected every 15 years. A report on the recommendation is due next month. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A group of lawmakers are in Poland to meet with U.S. troops.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has led a bipartisan group of lawmakers to Warsaw to meet with the Prime Minister of Poland and officials from Ukraine to discuss the ongoing war. McCarthy said that Poland has been a strategic partner to the U.S. by contributing fully to NATO. Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that a missile strike that killed at least 50 people in a crowded train station filled with civilians evacuating from Ukraine was clearly genocide. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Biden administration could soon lift Title 42, an authority invoked by former President Trump that denies illegal immigrants asylum because of public health concerns. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to bus illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. in protest. This as Texas AG Ken Paxton says his state is already struggling with drugs and human trafficking.
The reality is this is not a publicity stunt. We are trying to find every possible means that we can protect our citizens, because we know that the federal government is not only going to not protect them, they're inviting all of these harms to our state every single day.
Twitter's CEO tweeted that billionaire Elon Musk has decided he will no longer join the company's board of directors. The reversal coming after Musk spent part of the weekend criticizing the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.